All right, injuries. Kurt Coleman has a cartilage bruise of in the sternum and rib area. He's day-to-day. LeSean McCoy is in phase three. He's still doing the testing, and we'll keep you updated on that. Michael Vick is in phase four. Rick, I'm kind of reiterating here what Rick talked to you about, but he's still doing the eye exercises and has a his reaction time has improved. He's getting closer to being able to get back out there.
Does that reflect the impact test he was going to take today?
No. But we'll get you that. We'll get you the information on that. All right, so really that's all the injuries that that I have to mention to you. Obviously, I made a change in the coaching area here with Jim Washburn and brought Tommy Brazier back in to coach the defensive line. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and go into great detail on the whys that I'm doing it, other than I think it's the best thing for the Philadelphia Eagles and this football team that I made that move. This was a move that I made. Nobody else made this move. And that's important for you to understand. And this isn't a move to save my job. That's not what that is. This is a move that I think needed to be done now. And so I did it now. And that's about as far into depth as I'm going to go with that. Having Tommy Brazier back here again brings back a very loyal assistant coach that I've had here, or I had here for a number of years, who understands exactly what I'm about and what I'm trying to get done with a young defensive line. And so for these next 4 weeks, Tommy's going to coach the defensive line. Obviously, his experience will also benefit Todd and the other young coaches that we have there. And a lot of you were here when Tommy was here and understand, you can understand why I chose to bring him back in here. The Dallas game, again, we strive to win every football game. So playing better isn't good enough unless you're winning the game. I did appreciate the effort that the players put out. I thought some of the young guys really stepped up and made some nice plays throughout the game, although the obvious turnover with the fumble and one of the blown coverages came back to a couple of the young guys. But again, the Foleses and the Bryce Browns and the offensive line I thought played well together. Damaris with his punt return, I thought he did a nice job there with that. On the defensive side, big plays again hurt us. In the first half, I thought we did a pretty consistent job. We had pressure on the quarterback, and then we didn't have pressure the second half, and then the big plays started taking over. We had a couple blown coverages there. Four big drives in the second half, and that's including the last one in the second quarter, where touchdowns were scored. I mean, that's a ridiculous number that you can't have. And so we go back as coaches. I take full responsibility for it. We go back as coaches and we try to make sure we're putting these guys in the right position. And then the players are working their tail off if they're in the right position to make plays. And make sure we're working our angles better, especially our tackling angles, our pursuit angles, and do a better job there. And so you work that in practice. You practice faster and harder and do those things that you need to do so that once you get in the game, they become second nature. As far as changes at different positions, I haven't quite gotten that far yet. Players have today off and tomorrow off, so I'm going to take some time here and look at that. I know there were some questions on our secondary, and I'm looking close at that and making sure that we have the right people in there to do a better job these last four games. There is one, because Mike still hasn't passed the test. I'm a name. Foles is Nick is the starting quarterback for the remainder of the season, and Mike's on a fast track here, so hopefully we might even be able to get him back this weekend, but we'll see how that goes. But I can't tell you here that he's going to be able to practice come Wednesday yet. But number one is his health, obviously, and number two, which is also important, is it gives one of our young players an opportunity to play here the next four games as a starter. Each week he's come in, he's kind of been the replacement guy. Now he is the starter, and we'll see how he does with that on his plate and see how he handles it. And I expect, again, I don't expect much change there with him. He handles things in a pretty cool manner, and I think he'll continue to do that. And again, he was one of the positives in yesterday's game. So. Be good for him. Time's yours.
So to clarify, Nick is your starting quarterback right now, even when Mike gets healthy, Nick is the starter.
That's right.
What made you change your mind on that?
Well, listen, I think where we're at right now in the season, I think that's it gives this kid an opportunity to play and finish it up. And I just think it's, he's playing well enough, number one, to where I think he can win football games for us. And then two, I think where we sit at this position in the season, I think it's the right thing to do. And then Michael, we've got to make sure he gets healthy. This thing's carried on a while here now, and I want to make sure that he is good to go.
What Mike's reaction, Michael?
Did you say you spoke to Michael about that?
I didn't say I spoke to Michael, but I did speak to him. And he was very positive about it, completely understood. And was on board.
What kind of specific strides has Nick made throughout the course of his start experience?
Yeah, listen, you guys have seen it, just the progression. You see the footwork is better when he's throwing the football. It's allowing us to add more into his repertoire of throws, and he's been working very hard on that. The drops are that's the thing that the young quarterbacks have to learn, and then coordinating those with the secondary that they're seeing, and they have to do this within a couple-second period of time and get it right. And I've seen improvement there.
With Jim, does that mean the wide nine is gone? And two, what is the end game in your mind for the last four games of the season?
Well, listen, we want to win games. That's what we want to do. And as far as wide nine goes, it just won't be as prominent. Will there be a time and a place when we use it? Yes. Will it be every snap? No.
Andy, there's some pretty serious things that some players have said about Wash and the way he treated Juan in particular and some of the players and other coaches. How much of that were you aware of as it was happening, and how much of that was a factor in this decision?
Well, listen, I'm not gonna get into all the all that stuff. I will tell you there were just things that I was disappointed in, and as time went on that I knew, and that I just thought it was the right thing to do right now for this football team.
Can you clarify, like you did with the Washburn decision, that it was your decision to have Foles as the number one?
Yeah, no, this was, this was my decision to do Nick. And like I've told you many times, the one great thing about the Philadelphia Eagles organization is and Jeffrey and when Joe was here and Howie and the other general managers that were here that they've allowed me to make the decisions. So I stand here and tell you this, but I understand where you're coming from and that you need to know that, but. These were my decisions.
Any changes over the last 2 weeks or so? Have you received any assurances about your own job security, or has Jeffrey addressed that role?
No, we haven't even gone there. Listen, we're sure we'll talk about it sometime, but that's not where we're at right now. We're trying to win football games, and I can appreciate that.
And the decision to bring Jim here in the first place was yours and yours alone?
Yes. Yes.
Do you second guess the decision to hire Jim before a defensive coordinator? Do you think did that play a part in some of the issues?
No. No, I don't think so. That's not how I feel. No.
And what kind of influence will Todd have on whatever scheme is in place?
Yeah, Todd will have he'll have an influence on that. Yes, just as he has been. Yeah.
Will it be tough to get the defensive line to adjust to a different scheme so late in the season after, it's basically been the wide nine for 2 years now? How tough is it going to be for them?
I think we should be okay. Things that we'll ask him to do. Tommy's been around now. He can blend things, and he's very flexible, which is important.
Is it unfair to say that the culture of this organization seems quite different than when you establish first 10, 11 years of the season? And if so, how did it get to be?
Yeah, well, listen, when you have change, things happen. And so one of my responsibilities is that if I feel like it's going too far one way, then I correct that. That's what I'm attempting to do, and that's how I feel about that. Yeah.
And when Michael's fully cleared and fully healthy, will he be two or will Jeff be two?
Yeah, well, I haven't got that far, but most likely he'd be the second guy. But we'll see how that goes.
What made the time?
The number one thing I want him to do is get healthy. That's what I want. This obviously is taking a bit, and he's working his tail off to try to get it right, and I want him to get that right so he can have a nice long career here. You know, he still has 3-4 years that he can really get out there and wing it. So let's get him healthy and going in the right direction there.
Was Todd Bowles already doing? I mean, he's already asking the defensive linemen to do a little bit of the more reading and reacting here and there the last several weeks.
Very little.
Replacement lined up for Washburn. So when did you tell Washburn that he wouldn't be the guy anymore moving forward? Was it before last night's game, or was the decision made before last night's game?
No, it was done this morning.
What made the timing right, you know, this time, 8 hours after the game?
It wasn't all about, maybe this brings both of these questions together. It wasn't all about this game. That's not what it was. It was just something that I had been pondering and working through, and I just thought it was the right time now.
Is it safe to say it's not football related?
Well, listen, he's a good football coach. He's a good football coach, and I think it was just maybe just a give and take. I think he's going to have a great career down the road with somebody else, and that's he's had a great career, and he's going to continue to have a great career. It's just that didn't quite work the way I wanted it to work.
He and Mark were pretty tight. Part of when you hired them, maybe they were friends. So how is he?
Yeah. Well, Howard is close with Jim. Howard's also very close with Tommy, and they worked together in Seattle for a number of years, so they know each other well. And Howard understands. He knows this business. He's been around it a couple of years, so he knows how it works. And that's where we're at with that.
You expect that Howard will see this through to the end of this year?
Yes.
Just to be clear, you would have made the Washburn decision independent of last night's outcome.
Yes.
How did Jim react to the Babin decision last week?
You know, what he told me, he was fine with it. So I. That's he was fine there.
Yeah. In the last 2 months, I mean, you've dismissed one. You let go of a guy who had 18 sacks last year and went to the Pro Bowl and fired a D-line coach. I mean, it's a lot. That's a lot of stuff in an 8 week period or so. How difficult is it for a franchise and a team to kind of get through all that?
Well, it's listen. It's not the how you draw it up, and I'll end it with I think Juan Castillo is a great person and a fine football coach, and Juan will have a long career in the National Football League, and rightly so. Okay.